Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us in this moment. Lift up our hearts through the risen Lord to our Heavenly Father, for Jesus' sake. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Three poems, three visions. On the plains of Moab, Moses sings a song of Israel's past and Israel's future, a song of a time before the times, when God apportioned to the nations their places and their boundaries, and assigned them each a guardian, an overseer. Moses sings the song, a song of El Elyon, God Most High seated on his throne, and the spirits of the hosts of the angels surrounding the dais, winging their way through the heavens, back and forth among the stars, and El Elyon calling forth like thunder, a prince for Persia, a captain for Greece, and a shepherd for Tyre. And each, one by one, the spirits answering, winging their way to their appointed course. For El Elyon, God Most High, would give to each people, each city-state, its own champion, its own guardian, its own shepherd, prince. But there is one people left, sings Moses, a people squalling like a babe in the howling wastelands of the world, the ragtag 12-fold people of Jacob. And El Elyon, God Most High's heart goes out to this squalling infant. And he reaches down and plucks up this small, no-account people. I will be prince, shepherd, and captain over this people, he says. They are my right, my inheritance, these sons and daughters of Israel. They are mine, the apple of my eye. A second vision, hundreds of years later, the prophet Daniel beholds in a dream the skies torn open. Once again, there are angel wings all around, but there is no harmony in this moment. There is suffering. The people of Israel, the apple of God's eye, languishes in exile for their sins. They fight alone, it seems. And yet do they? Because behind the scenes of Israel's curtain, a great battle rages. A cosmic clash and torrent, a cataclysm. Behind the scenes, all of the shepherds and the captains and the princes of the peoples lead a rebel war against El Elyon and his people. El Elyon, God Most High. These angels have cast off their commission. They have snatched after divinity. They have hoarded their power and their right as they see it. All nations bow down and worship us at our temples. Give thanks to us. Bring your sacrifices to our altars. Israel alone fighting alone against such overwhelming hordes behind the scenes in Babylon and later in Persia. But are they alone? For Daniel looks and beholds two archangels, two transparent beings to the El Elyon, to God Most High, Gabriel and Michael, Gibor-iel, El, God Most High is my Gibor, my warrior, and Mikael, Michael, who is like El, who is like God Most High. And these two archangels hold at bay the prince of Persia. They fight against the captain of Greece. They press back against the feckless spirits that have rebelled. And they fight for the honor and praise of God alone. A strange picture in this moment. Because in this moment, while all of the angels of this world have deemed themselves the gods of the nations and demanded worship and sacrifice, snatching after divinity, clinging and hoarding what they believe their right is themselves, Gabriel tells Daniel the prophet that Michael is now the prince of Israel, that Michael fights for Israel, and that Michael somehow rules Israel in a strange way. While the rebels cling to their stuff, El Elyon, God Most High, shares his power, shares his right, shares the protection of his beloved with a creature. El Elyon shares. And so El Elyon's people do not fight alone. The third vision, the vision we read just a moment ago, St. John finding himself in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, swept up into the heavenly realm. And once again, our eyes are directed towards the skies with him. And he sees Daniel's vision remade. There the rebel spirits sally forth, and at their head is the blood-red dragon, seven-headed, Lotan, Leviathan, the Tanim, the great dragon of the deep, the old serpent, the Satan, the Satan, the devil. In their pride, they continue their war against God and all that he has made, his people. And there, opposite them, the winged chariots of the Most High, El Elyon's own hosts, rushing to meet, like two great thunderclouds about to crash together, supercells producing tornado and lightning, thunder. And at the head of the angelic host strides Mikael, who is like El, the archangel Michael. But then the battle is over before it has even begun. For El Elyon has triumphed. God Most High has triumphed on his throne with the blood of the Lamb slain, with his son's blood. And the serpent of old is cast down, falling like lightning from heaven. And yet again, that strange vision, while the devil and his minions clutch after power and snatch after divinity, worship us all, you lands. Bow before us in our temples, for we are your gods. El Elyon, God Most High, shares his rule and his victory with others. For the blood of the Lamb triumphs, but we are told that it is Michael whose bright sword, drawn back and thrust forward, casts the great serpent from the heavenly heights to weep in shame on the earth and anger. God shares his rule, his power, and his victory. Sisters and brothers, in these poems of Saint Michael and all the angels, these prophetic visions that Scripture gives us, the Holy Spirit teaches us again who our God really is. Our God is not a selfish monarch on the throne, a devil on the throne, grasping after his own power and strength, demanding his rights. He is the one who shares his life, his overwhelming love with the world. He is the one who shares his rule, his victory with angels and with us as well. For you see, we do not fight alone in this world. God fights for us and through us. And God shares with his angels the responsibility of taking care of us in this world. Their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven, says Jesus about his little ones. God shares. He overflows with life. He shares his rule and his victory. And he calls us to participate in that. For it is not only Saint Michael and the archangels who share in his rule and victory. Saint Paul, in the letter to the Ephesians that we'll be looking at a little bit later this evening, says that we have been seated in the heavenlies in Christ. We reign already with Christ. We share in his rule. Do you not know that you will judge angels, says St. Paul to the Corinthians, but also his victory? We often feel as if we fight alone. And yet, St. Paul says, put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For you see, we are fighting side by side with St. Michael and the others. Satan has been cast down out of the heavenlies. He still growls around like a lion on this earth. And yet, he has lost. And we participate in Jesus' victory, cleaning up the mess afterwards, bearing our sword of the Spirit with St. Michael's own bright sword. Brothers and sisters, God shares his rule and his victory with angels, archangels, all the host of heaven, and with us as well. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.